You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Time now for the Redbird Report with Mike Claiborne, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Mike joins us each and every Tuesday morning. All right, you know, the giving up these late-inning leads, I know we've had this resurgence of this team, but, man, the last three games have looked an awful lot like the first half of the season.
Yeah, Brian, you know, it's what I call part of 162, where you're going to have those moments. And it's interesting when you talk about this that 2 weeks ago when we played the Dodgers, we beat the Dodgers' best closer two of the three nights. Somebody's going to get us, too, from time to time. The key is making sure you are better than the other team in between those sort of walk-off wins. And that's what you're going through right now. I mean, every team deals with it. We're no different than anybody else. And I think the question I would ask people is, how many times have we come back to beat the other guy? And that number is higher than what we've seen over the last couple of days. And it's just one of those things you go through. And I would probably suspect that Bud will probably have the next couple, maybe 3 days off before he'll have at least 3 days off before he goes back at it. So I'm not really overly concerned. It's just one of those portions of the season where, you know, it's going to happen.
Listen, I don't want to make too much of anything. Those are bummers to lose those.
There's no doubt. But again, I would remind people, When we're in L.A. and we're facing Kenley Jansen, one of the best closers in the game, and the two times we faced him, we beat him. You know, those things happen for the good guys also.
Yeah, they certainly do. All right, let's talk about the rotation on the final stretch here. You know, I'll root for Adam Wainwright as long as Adam Wainwright is around. The guy has meant so much to this team. I don't know what he means in the locker room today with the younger kids, but, you know, him getting another chance at this rotation, you got to root for the best. I don't know what to expect, but tell me what you know about Adam Wainwright right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. You won't be the more professional person on and off the field than Adam. And I think there are a lot of people that root for him. But, you know, in this business, it catches up to everyone, you know, where it's time, it's skill, it's ability, it all catches up to you. And I think we're at that crossroads with him now on him, what can he do? Can he help you? Can he make a contribution in uniform? And we're going to find out on Monday. The ideal scenario is five innings, maybe six hits, two walks, five strikeouts, two runs. That would be what I would deem a pretty good outing. You know, the question is, you know, they said they want to get him to 100 pitches. But, you know, Brian, when you throw 100 pitches in five innings, that tells me you're not having what I deem the best of days. And I think it's going to be interesting to see if he's going to be trying to be a strikeout king, or is he going to try to put the ball in play and let the guys behind him catch it.
All right, we got the Cubs and the Brewers heading into a series. What do we want to see happen here? I mean, the Cardinals now in third place.
That's a great question. Yeah. You know, I was sitting there looking at the scoreboard yesterday and say, who am I rooting for here? And I think I'm rooting for the Cubs only because we have to win and the Cubs have to win in order for us to stay close to them. And the more the Brewers lose, the better chances we have of a wild card spot. So I think I'm rooting for the Cubs temporarily, and then we'll take our chances. Because ironically, we face the Brewers and the Cubs in the final week of the season once at home with Milwaukee, and then we go into Chicago and close the season out.
All right, so yeah, you're exactly right. Three on the road versus the Cubs and three at home versus the Brewers. If you look at the final, you know, 3 weeks or so of this season, and you look at these three teams in particular, just as it pertains to the Central Division, who has the edge scheduling-wise?
Boy, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Everybody's going to have some sort of advantage. And you know what I think is the most important thing? That the schedule makers decided to have the teams within the division face each other down in the last couple, 3 weeks. You know, that's real important. But I don't know. I mean, you know, the Cardinals play well on the road. And that's something that you can't overlook. So I don't think they fear going on the road and playing Chicago or someone else. So that works in their advantage. I think the one change that they do have is that, you know, they're going to have to go to Atlanta. And we haven't played Atlanta since early in the year. That's a good team. So So I look at it in regard to that aspect of playing a team you're not familiar with. But overall, I think it's a pretty balanced schedule for everyone.
All right, Mike. Great stuff as always. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you next week. Mike Claiborne and the Redbird Report, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Or as we like to say in the studios, where the weekly show starts out with a sweltering heat wave.
Oh, my goodness. It's
trip
so
breaker
warm.
Again?
I don't know what it was.
It's not on, is it?
No, I don't believe so. When I walked in and Miss Carolyn was here, and she's like, I've already called, and she came down and reported that they are going to be here first thing. I don't know what that means, like first thing business. So
yeah,
must be something's coming out.
I just have started like dressing like I'm going to the gym on like the first day back of the week.
Yes.
T-shirt and literally, although it's to the point of almost distraction.
It's like, yeah. Speedo is probably.
By the way, District 61 letting out after 3 hours again. I mean, we ought to get the day off after 3 hours.
I know. And I have a feeling.
Because we don't even have windows that can open.
No, not at all.
All right.
Woo.
We've got to take a break. Did you hear the interview with Representative Mitchell?
I heard some of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting.
Were you yelling at me on the radio? Like just in the car?
No.
Oh, okay.
But he was like talking so softly.
I Jeff doesn't pay attention when he's in there. There's something about
what?
Huh?
I think it was just kind of like you'd come out and I'd turn it up to hear Bill and he just talks so softly and kind of comes in and out of the mic and
I know if all these years he's really never learned to talk into the mic. And he has a voice that for some reason there are certain voices that don't get picked up by a microphone well. I don't know what that is.
I'm not sure, but yes, you're right. Dale is one.
Doug Coley's like that a little
yes.
bit. I remember Betsy Stockard was always like there was a fine, God rest in peace. Like you couldn't hear her talk, but you could hear her breathe.
Interesting. Yeah, I think that
there are some voices that for whatever reason the pitch or whatever it is doesn't resonate with a microphone.
I have a hard time hearing Little Man, and it isn't because he talks softly.
He mumbles.
He like talks so. Low?
Yeah, it's not bass.
No,
I don't know what
it's something, but it's like at a weird megahertz or something.
Exactly. All right, our Hot 25 and a special announcement as it pertains to summer coming up on the other side of the break. Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast. It's hot, right?
It's hot, Bob. Sunday